We want to welcome you to the New Song Podcast, coming to you from beautiful Colorado Springs. We love receiving your prayer requests and comments at newsongcs.com.
All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. We lay down anything else that we've been leaning on, any idols, God.
Would you be seated just for a minute? I wasn't going to do this right now, but I think it's the right time, as she had shared that he was sharing, breaking bread with his disciples. You know that today's Communion Sunday. I don't know if you know that, but if you don't have one, maybe send somebody to get you one back there at the table. You have plenty of time to do that. But we're in a series called Fog. It's an interesting word, that word fog. We haven't seen a lot of fog yet this year in the summertime, but I want to read you the definition from Webster's of the English. We'll get into other stuff later, but the word fog in the Webster says this: it's a thick cloud of tiny water droplets suspended in the atmosphere. What they do is obscure or restrict visibility. And the Webster's, it actually says up to 1 kilometer. Another definition of it in there is this: also defined as a state of confusion or bewilderment. And I like that song we're singing, All I Need Is You. I also like the song that said, burn, let my heart burn for you. I kind of picture some of us like she said earlier, Candace said, where you might be struggling with something. Whether you're struggling or not, all of us will have a bit of fog ahead of us. And the way to clear that fog is by remembering who Jesus is. My heart burned for him when he was with us. We didn't know until he broke the bread. That was a story in the Bible. They didn't know it was Jesus right in front of them. He broke the bread and they're like, oh, it's Jesus. I didn't even realize it was him. Will you picture yourself being that person? You think, oh man, I wish Jesus would be close. I wish he would be close to me. I wish it wasn't so foggy. Oh man, it's so foggy. You don't know my family situation. You don't know my work situation. You don't know my finances. You don't know my girlfriend. Oh my gosh. You don't know my school, my studies. You name it. You don't know what I'm dealing with. You don't know what my doctor said. And he says, I want to clear it away. Would you just say to him, all I need is you? Because when Jesus died on the cross, he died for your sins, my sins, and he died for all of our brokenness. He did all of our brokenness. I want us to receive this today in faith, saying, I'm going to just take this, I'm going to eat it, and I'm going to receive your, the word wholeness is such a churchy word, but receive your completeness. I need completeness. I need clarity. I need no fog. Get the fog out of the way. And let me see you for who you are. Let me realize all I need is that and that and that and that. But really what I need is you. That's what communion is. It's communing with Jesus, not with somebody else. Would you just close your eyes and say to Jesus, and you can say it in your own words quietly. Part of it is you should probably say something like, forgive me, Lord, I'm pretty sinful. But then at the same time also say something like, I'm sorry that I look here and here and here. Clear the fog and let me, please remind me through this communion today that all I need is you. You're number one. If I fix my eyes on you, the other stuff will grow strangely dim. I thank you for dying on the cross for us. Would you take this together? Thank you for your brokenness so that we can be whole. Thank you for forgiveness. There's a little juice there. We're going to receive this too because we're trying to remember the way Jesus did it with his disciples. He gave them juice and he said, gave them wine and he said, this is my blood. And they're like, what? I don't get it. We're drinking blood right now? And he's like, you don't understand right now, but I'm actually dying for you. Blood represents life. I am giving all of my blood for you so that you can have life. You feel guilty today? You feel ashamed? You feel condemnation? That's from the devil, right? That's from the devil. What God brings is none of that. He doesn't have a lightning bolt ready to strike someone down. Although the other night the lightning was everywhere, it wasn't a symbol of what God thinks of you. He's not angry with you because the Son took your sin upon him. So you can receive this today and say, thank you that I'm forgiven. I don't deserve it, but thank you. Would you do that? Go ahead and sing it. All I need is you, Lord. You.
Lord, all I need is you.
We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you did for us.
All I need is you, Lord. Is you, Lord.
Clear the fog.
All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. Is you, Lord. All I need is you. One set before my eyes. All I need is you.
To heaven, is that what you're going next? Or going to, nothing else? Yeah, we'll come back. Keep playing. You can stay, actually, if you guys want, just for a minute. We'll see. Just keep playing. I feel like I need to fabricate my mess, my message a bit. Last week we talked, we we're talking about Ecclesiastes and this heavy stuff. And last week was pretty heavy. And this week's pretty heavy. And I had to check in my spirit. And it's not necessarily that you don't get some points across today. But we're coming into a holiday called Labor Day, right? And it's all about lightness. It's about taking a break from our toil, taking a break from our labor. And I hear the Spirit saying to you today, not just physically, but spiritually, emotionally, mentally, relax, relax. All you need is you. All you need is Him. The other stuff, burn it away. I don't know if we allow burning right now in Colorado. Put it in the fire. Let it burn up. Let that fog dissipate. Let it disappear. You might be like, well, I don't know how to do that. We'll just wait on Him. Because it's kind of like when you have fog driving. This is a pretty good way to say it. When you have fog driving, most of you know what to do. Like, what you're not allowed to do when it's dark. And it's dark. What you're not supposed to do is what? Put on your bright. You don't put on your bright lights. That actually makes it worse. I don't know if that can kind of go with this, but Jesus is the light, right? And sometimes, as much as he is light, all the light in the world seems to not do enough. Just makes it worse. You're driving, you're going faster, you put on the bright lights. Jesus, take the wheel, come on. I can't see, I'm going reckless. And Jesus would probably say to you today, to me, to one of you, just pull over, leave the lights on, but turn off the brights, pull over, wait on me. Just wait, that the fog will dissipate. It will go away. But sometimes it's my timing, not your timing. And you think your timing's all right. You think, oh God, everyone says you're so good, but your timing sucks. Like, it's wrong. So I don't love you. I don't like you. I don't want to follow you. I was talking to my friend this week and he was saying the same thing. You know who I'm talking about. He's like, God's timing, I don't think he doesn't know what he's doing. And yes, he does. He's probably trying to get you to pull over and wait. But what if I get to my destination late? What if you don't get to your destination at all? Not physically, maybe physically too. Maybe you won't make it at all. But otherwise, you have a destination, you have your calling, you have your gift and your purpose. You think it's here, you think it's this, you think it's that, you think it's now, you think it's here, you have everything figured. And Jesus is like, no, pull over. You're going to be late, okay? I mean, it's not late, but you think it's late. It's going to be late. Pull over, take off your seatbelt, relax, leave the car on, turn on your music. You don't want the battery to run down, but you know, just listen to me. Listen to your music. Sometimes he's not even telling you to listen to worship music. He's just saying, relax, have some fun. I created every human. Some of this music, this is going off here, but I feel like I'm supposed to say this, okay? It's off, but this music that you... It's not necessarily cussing or terrible. It's not worship. But I created this person, and this music is good for your soul. Listen to it. Enjoy it. It's for you. Enjoy it. The teacher of Ecclesiastes, if you read the book, he would tell you that. Enjoy some of it. It's good. It's good music. It'll relax you. It'll calm you down. I listen to some other stuff, too, some good worship. But wait, just wait. The fog's going to dissipate. Okay. You, why don't you stay? You guys be seated just for a couple of minutes, a few minutes. We'll come back up. I'm going to give a challenge. My mission is simplified. I want to simplify my mission. I think God would say that to you today. Simplify. Simplify. It's not so complicated. And I'm going to try to look at all of you today. I'm going to look into your eyes. And it's not me looking in your eyes. I feel like the Holy Spirit will use my eyes to look into your eyes. That doesn't sound too weird. It's not that complicated. You're like, yeah, it sounds weird. No, my brother right here, my youth brother, he's like, you're weird. Yeah, I know. Simplify your mission. It's this. My heart burns for you. Oh, it doesn't really. Help my heart burn for you. All I need is you. That's it. It's not about the other stuff. The other stuff will come into alignment. Oh, I want to do this. I want to be this person. I want to lead this. I want to have whatever it is. It's all, this is what the teacher would say to us from Ecclesiastes. That's what they call him. They call him the teacher. We think it might be Solomon. I don't know. But he says this. Put our favorite verse up. Very encouraging. He says this. All your other stuff, meaningless. Utterly meaningless, if you didn't get it already. That word fog, we take it from the Hebrew word that means meaningless. It's called hevel. How many have been here the other weeks heard that? Yeah. Hevel. It's the word hevel, which means fog. It's a fog. It means smoke. See the smoke? And then you don't see it anymore. That's your life. That's your stuff. That's your things. That's your worry. That's your anxiety. That's your sin. That's your pursuits that you think are important. Now, you can argue with me later and you could be like, well, how come isn't this important? Yes, it's important. But just go with me on this philosophical journey with Ecclesiastes. It's a book in the Bible and it's inspired by the Holy Spirit and you need to hear it. We need to hear it. It's smoke. It's the word hevel means vapor. It actually has another meaning too. It means a word we don't use very much, a paradox, a mystery. Your life, you ever not figure out certain things? Like our sister said earlier, maybe you haven't got it figured out. It's because it's a mystery. Life is. It's a paradox. It's an enigma. The literal translation a part of that word hevel, a part of that nuance is, what is it? It is a absurdity. Have you ever looked at something that you see these good people having bad stuff happening, you see these bad people having good stuff? What up, God? It's absurd. It's absurd. Yeah, it is. Everything. But it's also got that same word. He was really smart because he used the same word that's absurd, but it's also the same word for smoke. The Hebrew word language is brilliant. I wrote in my notes this week this. It's a brilliantly, because I don't ever use that word very often, but I feel much smarter in my journal. It's a brilliantly shocking perspective because what it does for me is it rips off my band-aid of being thankless, of being the victim. Poor me. You don't know what I'm going through. No one seems to appreciate me. No one seems to care about me. That's not true. It's the devil, you know? We all do it. My wife isn't that. My husband, my neighbor, my kids, my church, my, you name it. We'll go there. It's not us. It's the devil sending us there. I haven't been in real dark places lately. Don't think that's, but you know, it applies. It's a brilliantly shocking perspective because it rips off the band-aid of victim mentality. It shouts to my complaining, to my inner God critic. Anybody have that? You don't think you do, but you do. I hate the Academy Awards because they're all the critics and they pick the stupid movies. I mean, usually. Well, I didn't like it. It wasn't good cinematography. It was, the color was off. It was, you know. That's what we do with God. I don't like what you're doing. I didn't care for this last year. I don't care for what's going on, you know. We're the inner God critic. Yeah, you can be seated. You want to get a little stool up here? You look good. You should stand here. You come stand right here. You can go sit down.
I always look good.
Be seated.
Kidding.
You can stay. The inner God, yeah, bring a chair over there and just relax. The inner God critic, we all have it. It speaks to my self-absorption. You're self-absorbed, you know that? No, I'm not. I'm really giving to people. I'm really selfless. Yeah, you probably are, but you're also not, right? Just admit it. We all are a bit self-absorbed. And this meaningless, this hevel speaks to me and makes me realize, oh man, I got some issues I need to get over. You got some issues, some pride. It speaks to the American Christian who's longing, looking, building, nesting in their comfort zone. Their complacency. Now I'm not on my journal, I'm just kind of saying it. But we nest in our complacency. We nest in our, oh, we're good. I'm good. You good? Yeah, I'm good. God is good all the time. All the time, God's good. He's good. Doesn't necessarily mean you live that way. We're just resting, and he says, just let it go. Me, I'm important. All you need is me. All you need is me. It speaks to my flesh. It says, stop your griping. I don't know what it says to you. And this is what it also says, is Labor Day is a good day. That's what I'm kind of like shifting here, is that Labor Day is a good message. It's a Jesus message. It says this, my burden is light. Don't get so heavy about it all. Relax. You got your critic going on. You got your thanklessness. You got your mentality that it's all about you. Relax. My burden is light, Jesus would say. Jesus was here today. That's probably his message often. You get so wrapped up. You think I'm so hard to follow? And yes, he does say carry your cross. He does say everything else needs to put it on the side and give up your life for me. But he also says my burden is light. I have found, I don't know, have you found this? If when I'm surrendered, not like surrendered, but when I am surrendered, it is light. And it's easy for me to follow that narrow way. It's easy to pick up that cross and follow him. Right? It's when we're not surrendered. Like when I'm worshiping. Oh, yeah, that's so easy. So easy. Here's where the light is. So I'm like getting right in the light here for people in the back. So easy to say, I want to follow you, Jesus, when I'm surrendered. It's when we're not. It's when we're not. And so I'm trying to get to a place for us as a church and as Christians in the whole world, right? Wouldn't you love us all to be surrendered so that we can do what Jesus wants? I get so tired of being in church with church people who aren't surrendered, right? So do you, right? Point at them. Those people. Anyone have had 3-year-old or 4-year-old or 5-year-old at some point in your life, or grandkids, or been to a kid's birthday party? Anyone in the room? I think God looks at us kind of like those kids, like Reagan when she was 3, 4, 5 years old, probably like 3 or 4 mainly. She would get her presents at her party because everyone comes to the party. They give the presents, and adults, we act like we don't care about the, oh, thank you. I'll just put it to the side. Thank you. Appreciate it. Kids are like, where's my present? They get a present. Oh, I wanted to open my presents. I want to. And so they start opening them, right? Oh, I want to see what this one is. It's a big box. And it's like a $1,900 car or something real expensive. Oh, it's so cool. Oh, I want this box. They just want the next box. They want the next big box. Can I open this? They start opening it, and they're done. And after a while, they're not even opening the whole thing. They're just looking. Okay, I want this one. This was Reagan. This is how she was. And I'd be like, dude, girl, don't do that. Like, that hurts the people's feelings that came. You say, thank you for my present. And then you move on, right? So thank you. Okay, and they open the next one. And I don't think much has changed in the church. Because our people that follow Jesus is because Because we want the next box. We're looking, like, we're looking for, oh, I open this, but I got to see what the next big box is for me. The next big box. Jesus says, no, 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 all you need is me. Just relax. Just relax. Don't go for the next big thing. The next big box. We haven't learned much, have we? I need the music. Can we give some music? Mm-hmm. The next whatever it is for you. He says, just enjoy today. Enjoy the gift I've given you today. Tomorrow is not even promised to you. I'm just speaking from Ecclesiastes. I could share the verses with you and I could share the points, but I'm just kind of sharing his gist of what he did in the next chapter. Just enjoy today, the present. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Well, I'm only 23. It's probably promised to me. No, not necessarily. It's a dark way of looking at it, but we need his perspective to say, tomorrow's not promised. And yesterday, all the stuff you did to Solomon, the guy that wrote it, or whoever it was, all that was great. You did all kinds of things. You lived this, you did this, you had this, you attained this, you built this. One of the great eight wonders of the world you built. Great, good for you. It's gone. It's hevel. Move on. Yes, I know your sin is great in the past. In May, it's not just 1973. In May was bad, what you did. It's in the past. Leave it alone. What I've given you is the gift of today. I think there's even a scripture. Put 5:19 of Ecclesiastes. He says this. Even if today is not perfect, even if it's draped in trials, it's still your gift today. He says this. I don't think I told you to put it up there, so let me just read it. Accept your lot and be happy in your toil. This is a gift of God. Be happy in the toil. Be happy in your lot. Whatever your lot, just accept it as a gift. It's from God. Yeah, it's draped in this and it's draped in that and poor me. And it's a gift. Receive your gift. My burden is light. It's kind of deep. But it doesn't mean that we can't grasp it. Ecclesiastes is the book that says, I'm like a goad to you. Ecclesiastes, what is that scripture? He says, 12:11, he says this. My words to you are like goads. They're these collected sayings like firmly embedded nails. By the way, inspired by the Holy Spirit, given by one shepherd. It may feel like a nail going into your soul to hear this, but just receive it because it's good for you. It's not always easy to hear, but it's good for you. Paul says it like this in Romans. Maybe you have that scripture. I don't know where it's found. It says, it's like a mirror. What you see right now, you might not get it. It's like a mirror. It's like you're looking in a mirror. Can you find it? I think it's, is it Romans? Corinthians? You'll find it. You're smart. You're a teacher. 1 Corinthians 13. Thank you, sister. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Maybe I didn't give it to you. It says this, for now we see in a mirror. Verse 12. That's when I don't follow my notes and I just kind of speak, that's what happens. But it's in the Bible, okay? Romans says it like this. For now I see in a mirror, dimly. But one day I'll see face to face. I know in part, but then everything will be made known. I'll know everything. Right now you think, well, I don't got to figure it out. It's dim. It's foggy. That's just the way it is. We're not of this world, the Bible says. If it's kind of like you're, it's not smooth, you're not from this world. All of us were created for another world at some point. It's not that we should live to get out of it. We should live to bring others to that new place. But we don't see everything yet. All we need is Him. Come on up, worship team. We deal with so much fog. So much fog. Jesus said, not blessed are you that know everything, can see everything, good for you. No, He says, seeing is one thing. But He says, if you can believe without seeing, that's who's blessed. That's walking in faith. That's what I've called you to do. Walk in faith. So much fog. There's so much fog. But just keep your eyes on me. I'm going to give you another scripture. Hebrews says this in Hebrews 12:1. He says, fix your eyes on yourself. Fix your eyes on your drugs. Fix your eyes on your addiction. Fix your eyes on your pleasures. No, He says, fix your eyes on me. Throw away those other things. 12:1. Throw them away. Put away the bags. Your bags become baggage. You don't want that. If you got baggage, you're not going to be light to anyone. Everyone's going to try to avoid you. Oh, here they come. They got all the fallout from their hevel. Here's the fallout from grasping this and that. Instead of it bringing fulfillment, I mean, some things are fun and some things are good and some things are great. Like I was telling you, music. He says, enjoy it. Enjoy your trips. Enjoy your times with friends. Sitting together at tables, enjoy them. But all that hevel at some point is going to go away. And the fallout from it is not, oh, I'm so fulfilled because I'm rich, because I have a nicer house, because I have this, because I'm more popular, because I have more likes. I feel so satisfied. The fallout is only hevel. It's anxiety. It's depression. It's pride. It's sadness instead of joy and peace. He wants you to have joy and peace and patience, all the fruits. Don't let that be your fallout. Would you just, we're going to sing, bow your heads. I want you, and you know, actually you don't have to bow your heads. Just listen to this song. This song is, what song is it that you're doing? My heart burns for you. Just listen. Ask the Holy Spirit what He wants to speak. Okay? Let's listen. Not this song, but listen to Holy Spirit as they lead us.
In my heart burns for you. In my heart burns for you.
Thank you, Lord.
In my heart burns for you. In my heart. For you. Oh my.
have some testimonies that a couple of people are going to be sharing in the next couple of weeks about how Ecclesiastes is not depressing. It's actually helped them to go through what they're going through. Because it's not the message that we like to hear all the time. Here's the message I like to hear. Is just like Moses, when he got to the sea and he had the people behind him, right? And they're coming at him with the chariots. Pharaoh's on his back. He's going to kill him, and the sea opened right in two when he walked across. And he was free, and then his enemies followed him into the sea, and the sea closed up on his enemies, and Moses was free. That was just a moment in Moses' life. Wasn't usually like that for Moses. That wasn't the usual. That's what we think. I love the story where you say, oh, where there was no way, God made a way. Abraham and Sarah, they were 900. But he made him pregnant. I don't know how he did it. And they had like so many kids. Just like that's going to happen for you. He's going to make a way where there was no way. I love that story. But most of the time for Abraham, it didn't happen that way. It says that Abraham walked by faith. And most of the time he didn't see. He couldn't see the future. It was foggy. It was very foggy. But he waited on God. That's his story. The three Hebrew children, they would not bow to the idol. Everybody else bowed to the idol of the day. Everyone said, oh, I give my allegiance to you, power, to wealth, to popularity, to whatever you want to call it. I give myself to debauchery and to sin and all this. And they bowed their knees. But the three Hebrew children, right? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said no. But you know, when they were thrown into the fire, they did not burn. That's what I want my story to be. Their story for a moment was they did not burn. They got out and they were free. They didn't even smell like smoke. But their story wasn't always that way. It was usually doing something that would cause... They thought they were going to die in that moment. This is what Jesus wants to say to us through it. Sometimes the word you need to hear is not, it's going to be fixed. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be healed. Everything's going to be a miracle. Sometimes what we need to hear is that through the valley of shadow of death, I'll be with you. Fear no evil. He never said in Psalm 23, the favorite one that you hear in all the funerals and movies. That's the only Bible verse they think there is. It doesn't, Psalms 23 doesn't say anything else. It just says, through the valley, I'll be with you. Maybe your message that you need to hear today is, through the desert, my spirit will be enough. Yeah, you're still going through the desert, so get over it. But it'll be enough. Maybe that's what he would want to say to you today. My burden is light, though. Relax. Relax. Someone here in the room today maybe doesn't know Jesus. I don't want to single you out. I don't want to embarrass you. I won't do that. But maybe everybody bow your head just so for privacy. Sometimes church service is all about one person knowing Jesus. I think that really most services are about all of us coming back to Jesus because we all need to. Maybe you're here today and you've been away from Jesus. And you blame it on your desert. You blame it on, let me just kind of relax. I don't want you to think I'm mad. I'm not mad. You blame it on your desert. You blame it on the valley of the shadow of death that you're in. You blame it on God's timing. You blame it on your no fulfillment because of your reaching for heaven. It's meaningless and you're trying... Why am I not being satisfied? Jesus says, come back to your first love. Come back to me. All you need is me. We sing the song, all I need is you. But God is saying back to us in that song, All you need is me. All you need is me. All you need is me. And I'm not trying to get a response from you. I'm trying to hear what the Spirit would say to someone in the way that he needs to say it. He's saying to you, my brother. He's saying to you, my sweet sister. He's saying to you, my sweet sister. He's saying to you, my sweet sister. All you need is me. I got you. Pull over. Yeah, it's foggy. Wait on me. There's a scripture. I want you to know. Keep this to memory. Those that wait on the Lord, you shall renew your strength. Those that hurry past the Lord are going to get tired because there's no wind at your back. But when you wait on the Lord for His timing, your run gets easier. The wind is on your back like the Spirit. And it'll be easy to follow me. It'll be easy to carry your cross. You may not make the decision right now. It might be later. It might have already been in your heart. But with your eyes closed, if you're here, you're coming back to Jesus today. Would you agree with me? Because the Bible says agree on this earth. Accept Him here on this earth. And I will speak your name in heaven. Anybody need to do that? Everybody's eyes closed except those. Just look at me. Lift your hands so I see it and say, yeah, let's do it. Amen. Amen. Who else? Amen. Anybody? Right here. Right here. I'm looking. I'm taking my time. Awkward amount of time, actually. Anybody right over here? Need to do that again today. I'm coming back to you, Jesus. Is that you? Okay. Anybody else? All right, everybody stand to your feet. Okay. Usually we end with a nice, sweet song, Be Done. This song, it might be just listening, what they're going to sing to you. And some of you, especially if you don't dance, you'll be awkward. But you just sit there and listen, because it's a word for you. Because I'm going to prophesy this over you today as you leave this room. Stay here. You're going to stay 5 more minutes, all right? Don't get too excited yet. 5 more minutes. But let me prophesy this over you. At the mention of the name of Jesus, just the mention of the name of Jesus, things can change for you. Things can change for you. It's not about, oh, I feel it. I feel it, my brother. It's the Holy Spirit, though. You know, it's not just emotion. You know, it's not about your church attendance. It's not about your Bible reading. It's not about your humility. Because none of you got that down very good. It's about me, Jesus says, at the mention of my name. I would speak this to you today. If you walked in sick, you're going to walk out healed. I'm just looking at the words of the song. If you walked in bound, at the mention, not like a long counseling session, long therapy group, at the mention of the name of Jesus, if you walked in bound, you can walk out free. Someone that walked in heavy today, can I prophesy over you? I can. I'm allowed because the Bible says I can. If you walked in heavy, you can walk out light. If you walked in bound, you can walk out free. Walk on Him. Wait on Him until the fog burns away. Let Him fill your cup. If you're here at the end of service, you need prayer today, there'll be people to pray for you. You just stand up here and wait. They'll pray with you. If it's too loud in here, you want them to pray for you somewhere else, go up to one of our sisters, one of our brothers, say, will you pray for me? They'll pray for you today. But stay here, listen to this song. Even if you don't sing along, let it prophesy to you. Let it speak to you.
If you walk in,
don't dance. Don't dance.
You're gonna walk out.
Don't sway. Don't smile.
If you walk in,
don't enjoy the song, okay? Don't enjoy it.
You're gonna walk out free.
Don't
it's just
enjoy
the mention
it.
Of his name. It's just the mention of his name. It's just the mention of his name. Everything can change. Everything can change.
Yeah.
If you walk in sick, you're gonna walk out healed. If you walk in bound, you're gonna walk out free. It's just the mention of his name. It's just the mention of his name. It's just the mention of his name. Everything can change. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus.
If you walked in heaven, you're gonna walk out alive. If you walked in real, you're gonna be alright. You walked in down, gonna walk out up. If you walked in it, he's gonna fill your cup.
It's just a mention of his name. It's just a mention of his name. It's just a mention of his name. Everything can change. Everything can change. Sing again. It's just a mention of his name. It's just a mention of his name. Just a mention of his name, everything can change. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Break it down. Come on, y'all, gotta put your hands together. Right here, right here.
You say break it down. Here we go. Now I'm telling you. Just a white man with a sheltered life. Nice home, two cars, two kids, and a wife.
Thanks for listening today. Remember, God wants to do the impossible through you and me. We encourage you to become a deeper part of what we are doing. Visit us at newsongcs.com and become a giver to the New Song Foundation and an investor in bringing this message of Jesus across the world. God bless you.